So this week, it's all, for me, was all about remembering our baptism. And I know for some of us, we were probably baptized as infants, others as young children, and perhaps for others, it was as adults, young adults, maybe. I know that there are some that I have baptized even on their deathbeds because they really felt it was an important final piece for them. And if you don't remember your own, then perhaps there are those that you do remember. Perhaps your own child, perhaps as a sponsor for someone, a grandchild perhaps, a niece, a nephew, someone important in your life that you got to witness, or even in our own church, because I know that we have been fortunate enough to have several baptisms in our church, even in our parking lot, for Easters and for several occasions that we've got to celebrate. And I hope you can recall the words that have been said at each of those baptisms. As the water is poured over the head of those who are being claimed in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Because that is what the water does. The water is claiming us as a beloved child. And if you were immersed in the waters of baptized, you're being buried. The idea is you're being buried with Christ in death and being raised to Christ in new life. And each one of us have had a unique experience in our baptism. And perhaps out there, there is one of us or there's someone out there that has not been able to experience that yet. And in those uniquenesses, there is that commonality of Christ with us in our baptism. And Christ leading the way for us in our baptisms. Told to us today in the Gospel of Mark. Foretold by the prophet Isaiah about John coming out of the wilderness, being the one that tells, being prepare the way, the voice crying out in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make his pathways straight. And I love the idea of this wild man. I mean, you can picture John coming out of the wilderness with his camel hair shirt and his belt of leather, and he's eating locusts. And I go, ugh, locusts. Eating bugs, basically. But that's his, like, his food. He's this wild man, and you can imagine him today, he'd be on, like, some survival show. You know, bushy wild hair and his beard that's probably never been shaved for 40 years. And he's coming out, well, 30. He's probably in his 30s. But this wild man that comes out of the wilderness and he is proclaiming the name of the Lord. And he is baptizing people in the name of the Lord. And he is passionate about his calling. He is passionate and he is living out his calling and what he was called to do. Is to baptize people in the name of the Lord and turn them back towards God. And that is what he is doing. And he tells anyone that is questioning him that he is not the Messiah. That he is not even worthy to tie the sandal of his shoe. But he is doing this work and he is very passionate about it. And then comes Christ. And there's other, in the other gospels, there's other interpretations of the interaction between Christ and John. And I remember there's some where John is like, I'm not even fit to baptize you. And Christ is like, you are baptizing me. This has to happen. But in this story, there's not even a dialogue. And John's like, okay, come into the waters. But in this one, it says that Christ, that John baptized Christ. That he walks into the water. Yeah, that Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee and was baptized by John in the Jordan. Because Mark is a historian, he's not talking about the dialogue, he's simply stating the facts. And the fact is that Jesus came from Nazareth and went into the Jordan to be baptized. And the fact is that when Christ came out of the waters, the heavens were ripped apart and the Holy Spirit descended upon him like a dove. And that God's voice came out of heaven claiming Christ as the beloved Son and that he was well pleased. And that to me is absolutely amazing. And that to me is so powerful and cannot be overlooked. And that each time, it might not physically happen, each time that we witness a baptism, there might not be a dove coming down, there might not be the voice speaking, but each time that action takes place, it happens. It might not be audible, but each time there's a baptism, God is claiming us as beloved children. The Holy Spirit descends upon us, loving us. God wraps us in his arms. Each time we are claimed, we are sealed. Our name is written in the book of life. Each time, this is just absolutely a miracle that takes place. And we are so fortunate to be able to witness that happening. So this picture that is being painted for us is one of wonder, and it makes me praise God for the gift of baptism. For us and for our sake, Christ entered the waters of the Jordan, cleansing the waters and making way for us to be joined with the Holy Spirit. Through entering the waters of the Jordan, Christ was claimed by God as a dearly beloved Son. And in that action, in our baptism, like I said, we are claimed as beloved children of God. And that is a gift of baptism, and through that gift, we are given the gift of grace. And through that gift of grace, our journeys of faith look unique to us. Our journeys of faith are going to look different. They're going to start differently and they're going to end differently. And that's a good thing. Because none of us are called to be the same thing. I never imagined in 100 years imagined I was going to be a pastor. And that's a good thing. Because the journey that I was on is unique and has been beautifully and wonderfully made. And I know I'm not done yet. And the amazing thing about our baptisms is that they are to be celebrated and affirmed daily. When we feel like we have no more energy or when we feel down, that is something that we can look back onto and we can celebrate and be reclaimed. We can renew ourselves and restore ourselves in that gift. Just a drop of water or in the shower or when we're washing our dishes or whatever that is, a drop of water. That's all it takes to do the cross on our forehead. Say, in the name of the Father, in the Son, and the Holy Spirit, we have been reclaimed. So for my challenge for us this week is to celebrate daily our gift of baptism and to remember that our journey is not done, but it has just begun. Amen.